As if you needed another reason to ignore the Super Bowl, this is the Social Club Podcast. And it's your Social Club for the weekend of Friday, January 30th, 2015. And before this weekend is over, it will be February, and this winter is just that much closer to being over. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. It's the Social Club. I'm Josh Rollerson here with Rachel Carlson of Yelp Pittsburgh. Hey, Rachel.
Hello. It's snowy.
It is snowy.
But I like it.
Are you one of those people?
I love it.
Do you sled?
I mean, if given a sled,
so like
and
how
a hill,
I went to sledding first, and I
know
right past skiing and all the other things.
I mean, I learned how to ski through my husband in my 20s, so I never did it when I was younger. And I am fine with a bunny hill. I was actually surprisingly coordinated. I trip on wedges and break my foot, but skiing somehow I don't fall. But after like 4 or 5 times going down the bunny hill, I'm like, woo! Mama needs a cocktail. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm done.
Yeah, that's why you ski, right? To go to the ski lodge.
Yeah. Have you skied?
I lived in Aspen for a year and worked at a radio station there. Never skied before going there and tried my darndest to learn to ski, and it just didn't take.
Fall a lot? Can't get it back up?
I didn't really fall that much, but I was in constant terror that I would. So I mastered the bunny slope, and I was like, all right, I'm ready to do the real thing.
Yeah.
And I took the lift up to the top. And this is Aspen, right? So it's, you know,
not the regular bunny hills.
Right.
Like
it's
Seven
like,
Springs.
It was the – there's like 4 ski areas that the Aspen Ski Company operates. And of the 4, this was the one that's sort of known locally as the mellowest, easy one. It's also ironically where they do the Winter X Games, and it's billed as like the most sickest slopes
and
extreme whatever. And everybody in Aspen laughs because it's considered the easy
okay
area. But to me – It was pretty epic. So, yeah, so I'm like, I'm just going to take the green run, and it'll be nice and easy. And, you know, I don't know. I suppose I made maybe a third of the way down before I was just like, nope. So I somehow managed to, like, pizza French fries.
Oh, yeah, snow plow.
My way down. Yeah, snow plow my way down.
Pizza French fries.
And I was like, all right, well, I gave it a shot.
It's true. And then you went to the lodge.
Yeah, pretty much. But then I realized that, you know, half the people there, that's what they're there for anyway. They do like one run and then they just hang out and they're there to be seen in their expensive outfit.
Oh, yeah.
And,
I saw someone coming down the hill on her cell phone, this one chick. And I'm like, are we in Aspen? Like, that probably happens in Aspen. They're like doing black diamonds
on
their cell.
These yuppies with their cell phones.
I know, they're like iPhone 6s. So we have things going on.
All right, let's get to those, shall we?
Okay. So I wanted to mention a couple different tours, which I think are really cool tours. And obviously, we're going to talk about beer. So there's no surprises here.
Not a spoiler.
So PA Brew Tours is a really great tour company I've actually worked with before. And they tour different breweries around town. And so the concept is brilliant because you don't have to drive. You pay $55 and up. Like, they have a ticket where you can get a single one for $55, 2 for $99, and they do the driving, which is fabulous.
Nice.
For the reason that we have some great breweries that are kind of outside of town. Mm-hmm. So the one that's coming up on Saturday is the Winter Warmer Four Seasons Brew Tour. So Four Seasons Brew is in Latrobe, and you get picked up at East End Brewing in the Strip at Pittsburgh Public Market, and you're going to have some samples at East End Brewing, and then you're going to hoppy hop, mm-hmm, onto the bus and head out to Four Seasons.
Would you say it's a big hop?
It is a big
from
hop.
From East End Brewing?
Right. Yes. Good one. And so it's really great because they do these all the time. So I was looking at the different dates, and this one is January 31st, but they have some in February. So they do like a Pittsburgh tour where it's Church Brew and Penn Brew and all the different breweries around town. So it's really, really a fun time to go and enjoy some breweries. And then we also have the Steel City Sampler. Now, I think this one is a newer one, and I've heard about it before. It's a Rust Belt Culinary Tour. So I was creeping around the website, and they do it surprise. So they kind of hint to different places. So just in the fact where they talk about how we're going to an old church that's a brewery and different places.
Right. Okay.
Obviously.
Let me see.
I know.
Although I'm surprised there's not more of those, come to think of it.
Well,
I think there's all these empty churches being repurposed.
Aren't there
more of them as breweries?
True, because I was going to say there definitely are a lot of – there's the old church altar bar is a concert
right
venue, church, brew.
There's like a hookah bar in Oakland that used to be a church, I
really
think.
Yeah. What else has been? In Mount Washington, my old landlord has churches that are now apartments, which are gorgeous. So we need more repurposed breweries. So the great thing, too, with this is that you can hop on and get like a guided tour. If you're kind of wanting to be in the foodie movement but don't know where to go, this is going to be a great tour for you. And that is on Saturday. And they have different tours that you can book as well throughout the winter. And then we have Winterfest on Saturday. This is the East End Food Co-op. Have you been to the East End?
I'm a member.
I figured. No surprise there.
What does that mean? Do I look like a co-op?
I know. Type? Yeah, you, totally.
A little crunchy.
A little granola-y. So you can head there, Josh, on Saturday. This is from 1 to 5 p.m. at the East End Co-op. $3 to $8 gets you in. Get you tons of food samples, but then $5 gets you a bracelet for all you can drink at the bar.
Nice.
Which is such a great deal. They're going to have East End Brewing. They're going to have a ton of really great food activities for the little ones and obviously activities for the adults. They're going to have a really, really great live auction and raffle. So I'm looking through all of these different things. They have all Heinz History Center passes, Children's Museum, Tula Organic, which is a great spa, the Andy Warhol Museum. So a really, really great cause, obviously, because it's a nonprofit. So it's really,
awesome.
Really fun time. And obviously, Winterfest, you can get out of the winter blues. And
no doubt. I'm always looking for an opportunity to combine fun activities with getting some chores done.
It's true, because who likes grocery shopping?
Yeah.
Not I. And then this one is a really fun one that I don't know if publicized a lot. They tweet me all the time, and I always retweet them because it's a fun night out. Pierogi night. So they do these pierogi nights. They do pierogi night versus such and such food. So this one is pad thai.
Wait, so it's like a contest?
Like a cook-off kind of thing. Okay. Pierogies versus. So this is pierogies versus pad thai. So it's noodle versus noodle.
Interesting. Wait, is the pierogi considered a noodle?
Yeah. I don't know. They said it on the description.
All right,
here.
Okay. I buy it. That's fine.
I mean, you dig?
But this is going to be adjudicated on the basis of like what these people prepare on that day. It's not like a categorical judgment about the superiority of pierogies over pad thai.
No. It's going to be that day. We're making
that's a really tough call.
Really tough call. Yeah, because I love me some pad thai. I love me some pierogies.
Really, anything made out of starch is cool.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. I love the gluten. Sorry, gluten-free people.
Yeah.
But
this is not an event for them.
This is not going to be an event for you, but it is all vegan, they say.
All right.
So okay. Vegans, good for you. Sure. So $10 buffet, you can have all you can eat pad thai and pierogies, $10 takeout as well. So you can grab and go, but it's a really, really fun night. This is at the Stephen Foster Community Center. So you can head there on Saturday or...
Before you do, let me back up because I just realized that pad thai is made of rice noodles. Rice is gluten-free. Oh. So there you go.
There you go.
There's something for everybody.
I forget about that all the time.
For the pad thai team.
Yeah. That's why I always think pad thai whenever I'm eating and I'm like, this isn't that bad for me, right?
Yeah, it's good for you.
Coated in sugary probably sauces. But
yeah, the Thai people are very healthy.
I put in some broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
So we're good to go. Okay, good.
Okay, thank please
you,
continue.
So YEP's Alternative Super Bowl.
Hmm.
So this is on Sunday, obviously, for the Super Bowl. If you want to take some time out. Actually, it's 12 to 3, so you don't even have to take some time out. You can go.
It's not really alternative so much as supplemental.
Yeah, so you can go from 12 to 3, or like me, you can go from 12 to 3 and then enjoy the kitty bowl later, the kitten bowl.
Wait, what happened to the puppy bowl? Is that still on?
So there is, okay, I don't think I'm going to get this right, but there's the puppy bowl with a kitten halftime show on Animal Planet.
And but, I think it's wrong how they objectify those cats.
Well, here's the thing. They have a whole kitten bowl. Like, it's all kittens. And it's on, I don't remember what channel it's on, though. We'll have to Google this, but it's on a different channel.
And this competes with the puppy bowl.
Yes. So the kittens are moved up.
So who do you like in the kitten bowl?
Kittens. All kittens. All the
Everybody
time.
Everybody wins.
Just come to me. All kittens. They're adorable, and I love to watch it. So anyway, so the Alternative Super Bowl. Good cause, obviously. You can bring perishables. It's at the Carnegie Library in Oakland, and then the perishables will go to the Hearth's food pantry. And Hearth is a really great organization that helps women and children get housing. I've actually worked with them before. So it's for a good cause. And you can hear some great live music. Just bring some perishables and then go to your kiddie bowl, Super Bowl, football, deflated bauble, whatever you want to go
right
to.
On. Okay, yeah. Can I add one more to the list, too?
Of course.
From time to time, I'll give a shout-out to some business in my neighborhood, which is Greenfield, and I'm a big booster for the local businesses.
The local economy.
Which have included some really great places. Anyway, there's a place called Escape Room Pittsburgh. Have you heard of this? It's been written up, I think, in some of the local papers, but it's right on Greenfield Avenue.
Okay.
Why it's in Greenfield, I don't know. And I'm told there's only a couple of them in the U.S. It's sort of big abroad, and it's starting to pop up in different U.S. cities.
Oh, I know what you're going to talk about.
This is where they lock you in a room, and you have to sort of solve puzzles and figure things out to escape from the room. So it's a great – I don't know. I think it's promoted as like a team-building thing. It's just a fun group activity.
Okay.
And it's – I wanted to mention it because it's a good thing to do in the winter because it's all indoors. And it's really fun. I went and did it over New Year's with my brother and sister and her boyfriend, and we rocked it. Like, we got out in – I don't think we set a record, but we came close.
What was your time? Do you remember?
We got out in like 42 minutes.
Okay.
I said that was pretty good.
That sounds like –
he probably says that to everybody, but we felt good.
Like, that's the best ever. And then you hear him saying that to the next crew.
So they've got two different rooms, and they're like themed. So there's like a jailbreak room, and then there's a mad scientist thing. We did the prison escape one. And then the guy told us they're developing two more rooms, I think. They were planning to have something new approximately every 6 months, if I remember. So you'll be able to come back and escape all over again. It's cool. I recommend it.
This sounds amazing. And I just looked it up, so there are no reviews yet for it, but it's on Yelp. So maybe this will be your first review, Josh.
Somebody should.
Come on, Josh.
There may be a journalistic impartiality issue here, but I think I just endorsed it, so I guess that's out of the bag.
Sounds amazing. I have light bulbs going off in my head now for a great Yelp event, so I'll have to contact them. But
they don't serve any alcohol there, unfortunately, so it's sort of outside of our bailiwick in that sense. However, it's directly across the street from Huff's, which is a great beer bar. So.
Well, you can, like, tailgate in the parking lot, like, kick it old school.
Yep, lots to do in Greenfield.
Of course. Head to Greenfield, visit Josh, knock on his door. I'm sure he'll welcome you with open
anytime.
Arms. So,
is that it?
Great
Are we good?
Weekend. We've got a great weekend going on, so enjoy it and hopefully get out of those winter doldrums and into the world of
awesome.
Pittsburgh. Awesomeness.
Rachel, thanks again.
Of course.